Just a thought going back to where Sam had us in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I'd like to connect these two together in this way. In, I would say in Romans 8, there's a third passage and I'm not going to turn to it, but Romans 8 deals with sanctification. Mm. Romans 12, 1 deals with dedication. Mm. And Romans 12, 2 deals with consecration. Okay? So sanctification, being set apart, and we do that through the Spirit of God, and that's developed, and I'm not going to go back there and develop that in Romans 8. But this is part of those mercies of God that we are connected with there. And then in Romans 12, 1, the presentation, the dedication, mm-hmm. of ourself to the Lord, our bodies, our souls, our minds, our wills, everything being dedicated to Him. And then the consecration. And there's a beautiful connection. I'll just throw it out for no extra charge. There's a beautiful connection to Exodus 29 here, to Exodus 29 with the priests and the consecration, the dedication and consecration of the priests. We won't go there. But just to think this, the presentation or the dedication of our bodies, and then not to be conformed to this world. And Brother Sam mentioned that the idea in some translations is to squeeze you into its mold. I'd like to give you another definition of this word conform, because the actual word means not to be masquerade. It has the idea of to scheme or to masquerade. And I think this is extremely important, because what do we see in our world today? Everybody's masquerading. Everybody's putting on a front. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to be something they're not. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm beseeching you by the mercies of God that you be real. Amen. And you be transformed. You be who you are. And the idea of transformation, as Brother Sam said, it's metamorphosis, but the being conformed is from the outside in, putting pressure from the outside inward, but transformation is the inside outward. And this is, so he says, what you are in Christ, in reality, what you are, let that come forth, be transformed. And that can only come if we're going to make a difference in our dedication, first of all, our sanctification, but then our dedication. And then our consecration.
So I'd like to add another definition of that word and see how many definitions we can get for conformed. The additional thought there is that the word is also related to a schematic. So now if you do blueprints for architect design, or if you follow an electrical circuitry schematic, this is also in that same vein of that word. And it almost has the idea of conforming yourselves. Although it's helpful to recognize that the world is desiring to exert its influence upon us, the warning is also that it is easy for us to see the schematic, I'll put it in our context this week, the worldview, the framework of thought, the schema, this is a psychology word, the schema, the framework of thinking, and to fit ourselves into that, because it's what surrounds us. That's actually the easiest way to live. It's the downstream way to live, because that's the framework that surrounds us. 1 Peter chapter 1 talked about not conforming ourselves to the desires of this world. Romans 12 says about not being conformed to this world, but renewing our minds. And as to the transformation, it's always helpful to me to try to find an example of how that looks when that happens to someone. And I'm just going to read a passage in Exodus 18. It's when Moses and the children of Israel had crossed the Red Sea. They have already had a few experiences of God's provision and protection. And in Exodus 18, his father-in-law comes out into the desert to meet them. Jethro, you remember when Moses, 40 years before, had fled Egypt. He ended up out there in the desert and married the daughter of Jethro. And now Jethro, comes out to meet Moses as he and the children of Israel have exited that land of Egypt. So Moses, Exodus 18, verse 8, Moses describes to his father-in-law all that the Lord had done, the hardship that they experienced, the way the Lord delivered them. And Jethro is filled with joy when he hears what the Lord had done for Israel, and he blesses God in verse 10, and this is the key, verse 11. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods, because he was above all of them in their pride. This key, now I know, that's transformation. That's where I thought one way, I learned something about God, and I look at life differently. I look at life differently. Now I know that there's something I hadn't recognized fully before. And to link that with 1 Corinthians 3, we all with open face gazing upon the glory of the... 2 Corinthians 3, the verse that we read. Gazing with open face on the Lord, being changed from glory into glory. It's so that we can say that, so that we can say, hey, I never realized how that's going to affect my daily life. I've looked at the Lord. I've seen what he did. I've seen who he is. I see there's something about his character and about his work that's going to change the way I look at life right now. And that's what Jethro did. And this is why he was a different person. We don't read a whole lot about him afterwards, but he was different. He was different after this because he knew something about the true God that he hadn't recognized in fullness before.
Another quick example is Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar had one worldview where he was at the center of it. And God had to strike him down and humble him. And then he says, now I know there is a God in heaven.
Now, on this theme of examples, could we come up with some examples of people who were conformed and others who really made a difference? Can you think of people in the scriptures who really made it? And I would like some examples, both male and female, individuals who made a difference in the day in which they lived, right? Examples of male and female, of people who made a difference in the times that they lived. I have my own list, but I want to see how we sort of match up with your list.
I'm not going to answer the question, but I'll just frame it a little differently in case it's helpful. People who were in situations, and they affected the situations that they were in because they were there.
Would Ruth be one?
What's your thoughts? What's your thoughts?
Well, she was somebody outside of Israel. She was convicted. It says, I believe, I can't actually got the verse, but let your God be my God. Chapter one. And she went, and she is in the lineage of the Lord Jesus. So she had a big impact.
Amen. Yeah, perfect.
Others? I was thinking about Gideon when the Lord speaks to him and calls him to serve him. And he starts by taking down the altars of Baal that are in his father's house and in the city. And so he transformed the whole situation of his family and his city after God revealed himself to Gideon. Gideon had a whole new mindset.
Very good. Very good.
Others?
I was thinking of Rahab, how she gave up her citizenship, her patriotism for the, and almost, so to say, her certainty in the wall. She gave it up for the children of Israel. And even risked her life sending the two emissaries.
I think a common one in the New Testament is Paul. Paul was, he was highly ranked. He went from persecuting and killing Christians, to building churches and to ministering the saints, and it was only by divine intervention, by the grace of God, that he became who he was.
Good.